Jason Settlemore is with us. He is the Vice President of Simulcast and Racing Operations at Tioga and Vernon Downs. Jason, from one track announcer to another, welcome to Trout Radio.
Thanks, Norm. It's nice to be on here. You do a great job.
Well, your contribution to this industry certainly is noted by a lot of folks in this business, and that sort of goes hand-in-hand with the efforts of your boss, Jeff Gorrell, to bring in a series of stake races that will encourage owners to keep their stars at three, perhaps on the track at four. It's a first step. Tell us about the Bettor's Delight series.
Well, the Bettor's Delight is an open pace, obviously, sponsored by Blue Chip Farm, bred in New York to take on the world. It's going to be on Sunday, June the 13th at Tioga Downs. There's a $200,000 final with $60,000 added money. It's for the best older pacers in the world. And what it does is it, this is something I had been wanting to do, was to get the older horses here for a long time as far as the pacers, because we've all, you know, we had the credit winner, the open trot there, the Conway Hall, the mayor trot, the art escape for the open mayor pacers, the Miss Versatility, and this is just the final one, the Bettor's Delight for the open pacers.
The emphasis here, though, is to try and target more of the four-year-olds. Is that not true?
Yeah, you know, to keep the stars on the track. I mean, you know, how awesome would it have been to see, you know, Sun Beach somewhere come back and take on Artificial and Mr. Big and won the West and foiled again, and then I guess we're going to add Vintage Master into the mix of things. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to promote the industry here and encourage people to bring back these horses to the track, so, you know, so people can have a following and, you know, not get to just know a horse for 1 year, but actually continue to follow them throughout their career.
I think that's so essential to our industry. Now, the cynics, and Lord knows there are plenty in this game, are going to say, look, one $200,000 race is not going to be enough to keep the Sun Beaches of this world away from the breeding shed, because they can make that much money in one session in the breeding shed. What's your response to that?
Not one $200,000 race is going to entice people to come back to with their star 2 and 3 year olds the next year. But at the, you know, we have to put the sport first, in order to encourage people to bring their horses back and bring fans to the grandstand and so forth. So I think sometimes that we have to set our personal interest aside and look at it as the sport and doing things for the betterment of the sport, and I think it would catch on.
Are other tracks looking to do the same? I know that you've been working with other individuals in the industry.
Well, you know, we had a couple of tracks that, you know, were willing to jump on board. You know, they did have some, they had some, you know, they where they wanted things to ensure that it was going to happen, you know. But, you know, there was a few tracks that were willing to jump on board. There was some interest. But, you know, in the end, you know, it's like I've always said, it's tough to change anything, you know, and a lot of places, you know, backed away from it once, you know, you couldn't get those marquee places involved. But, you know, like the Meadowlands, they were interested in it. You know, Freehold was looking at it, Dover Downs and so forth. We had actually met a couple years ago at Chester to try to get the ball rolling. But, you know, it just, you know, it's like anything else in life. It's tough to make people to make changes and so forth.
Well, you have to take the bull by the horns in this case. Your boss, Jeff Gorrell, has said on many occasions that the breeders are setting the agenda here, and that's why we're not seeing these horses around at 4 and 5. What kind of feedback have the breeders given you on this, if any?
You know, I haven't got a lot of feedback from the breeders other than a couple, you know, but it's just like anything else. There's some people that are for it and some people that are against it, and I think you said it best. It takes somebody to grab the bull by the horns and march forward with it and give it a try. There's not many ideas that are coming out right now to reinvent the wheel, and it seems like we continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. And I think, Doctor, you know, not to quote too many people, but Dr. Joan Zielinski, you know, and several other people, you know, they note that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again with no different results.
He took the words out of my mouth.
You know,
out of my mouth. It
just seems, you know, it seems to me like, you know, there's definitely some changes that we need to be making, and this one makes perfect sense to me. I know, you know, just not because Jeff is behind it and Jeff is my boss, but I think it makes sense to me because, you know, we'll take golf, for example, and this may be a bad example right now because of Tiger Woods, but, you know, what if Tiger Woods, you know, retired after his first year? Do you think golf would have exploded like it did?
Well, he certainly was active in stud duty, but anyway. Sorry.
That was
I couldn't
good.
Resist.
You couldn't resist that. One.
But you're right. You're right. What if he'd quit and say, hey, I'm at the top of my game now. I've kicked everybody else's butt. I'm out.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, and you get these horses that like the Sun Beaches somewhere and the Muscle Hills and so forth that people really are into and watching and attracting and panning the flames. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're gone.
My concern is, you know, these big tracks aren't getting on board just yet. I guess they're just going to see how Tioga does with this thing. And then if it looks good, maybe perhaps, you know, you'll get some more coming on board in future years.
Yeah,
you know, how many marquee horses can we attract with one race?
It's for the betterment of the industry. I mean, you know, like what we're doing here, I mean, obviously we have things for the younger horses like the Kindergarten Classic and the Empire Breeders Classic and so forth. The Empire Breeders Classic that kicks off the New York Sire Stakes season, essentially. But, you know, we put these other events together, you know, to get the older horses back, the Credit Winner, the Conway Hall, the Art Escape, the Miss Versatility. We got to see Buckeye St. Pat. She came back to race in the Miss Versatility. You know, we've seen Vivid Photo at our places. We've seen Arch Madness. We've seen Corleone Cosmos. We've seen on the pacing side, we've seen my favorite pacing mare, Darlin's Delight. She came to Tioga and went up to Vernon as well a couple years ago. We actually put the Art Escape at Tioga now. But, you know, we've seen some of the greatest horses in the world right at both of our little, you know, our facilities, our you know, Tioga and Vernon Downs in upstate New York.
Well, you're doing a great job, and this is a great first step. You know, I look at our own situation up here at Rito with our Frank Ryan. I mean,
right.
You know, we pushed $200,000 in purse money for that thing. No reason why we can't create a circuit, let's say.
Yeah, that's one of the races we try to miss every year because we, you know, we understand that it's a, you know, that's a pretty big deal up there and so forth. So
yeah.
We schedule around that.
But can you see how that could get the ball really rolling? If we have a Dev Smith, for example, which is for older pacers, you know, these guys could do the circuit.
Yeah, I agree full-heartedly. I mean, you know, Jerry Knappenberger, I know you had him on your show, and I'm an avid listener of your show.
Very nice.
Jerry Knappenberger, when he spoke about the tragedy there in Lebanon Raceway, you know, I'm originally from Ohio and worked, cut my teeth at Scioto Downs. You know, Jerry is a strong proponent, or, you know, he's totally for racing older horses, but maybe doing it, you know, like through the old HTA series and so forth that used to be around. And to be honest with you, I don't remember that, but, that seems to be, you know, something that was a pretty good success and so forth back then. And I don't know. I mean, it's tough to sit around and watch nothing happen, Norm, and no changes being made, and I'm only 32, and, you know, I've got two kids and a wife at home, and, you know, I thank God to work for a guy like Jeff that, you know, continues to educate me on the casino side of the business as well.
And who's committed to the racing, first and foremost. You know, as much as I respect Jeff Corral, I sure hope he's wrong when he looks at the future of the business and says...
Yeah, you and I both.
It's going to die.
Right, you
it's
and
a
I
mathematical
both.
Certainty. It's going to die.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jeff has been very publicly... has stated that publicly several times. I'll be honest with you, Norm. I don't know of any single person that has more passion for this sport than me, other than Jeff Corral.
Well, listen, keep up the good work, and keep us posted on how things are progressing with the Better's Delight. We'll look forward to seeing that come this June, I guess it is.
Yep, June 13th at Tioga Downs.
Jason Settlemore of Tioga and Vernon Downs, thanks so much for this.
Thank you, Norm. Thank you.
All right.